Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Welcome to yet another series of Adventures in Companionship with myself, Refulwe, and Dr. Bill Prize. He is definitely not new to radio. He was a national presenter for four programs years ago. Glad to have him back. Dr. Bill is a Master Executive Global Leadership and Strategy Coach. He is also qualified in neuroscience, brain biology, and a member of the Institute of Coaching for the McPhee Association of Harvard Medical University. He is a professional international speakers coach, a husband to the amazing Estelle, a father to two adult grandchildren, and a grandpa to four amazing alive grandchildren. He loves reading, hiking in mountains, laughter, walking in nature, good movies, socializing, and as a futurist, scanning the horizon for new trends unfolding as we live in the now of today. Family, let us all welcome Dr. Bill Prize.
And we hear the drums roll in the background. That was a lousy cymbal, but welcome everybody. It's so exciting. I'm excited having this opportunity to meet with you, and wherever you are at this time, may you feel the sense of companionship that we extend towards you as a listener, and thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you so much for sharing also with others that we are on AM 657 every Monday at 5:30 in the morning, and it's nothing new to me. My very first program that I presented on Radio Pulpit was a youth program that was presented in at about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I can remember having my friends tell me, "There's not a young person in the world that will be awake at six to listen." Well, at the end of the day, there were thousands upon thousands of young people that were listening to the program because the news spread. So thank you for helping us spread the news with the Abundant Mentality tribe of companionship and being companions. So share the news. Put it on your Facebook and tell everybody. Put it on every email. Write it on every 10 Rand note. And we're looking forward to continuing our journey with you. So today is an example. Sometimes as a... So I don't like to call myself a Christian because, it's a term that I find difficulty with, and I find a lot of other people have difficulty with. And I'd like to say that when people ask me, "So are you spiritual and Christian?" I'm going, "Let me explain it to you. I'd like to tell you that I'm on a journey making a discovery of what it's like to become a friend of God," because in John 17, Jesus invites his disciples and says to them, "I no longer want to call you my disciples. I want to invite you to be my friends." And then in Romans, the Rabbi Paul writes, he says, "All things work together for good for them that love the Lord and love God according to his purpose." And the first time in the book of Romans, people who were Christian were actually called God lovers. So I would like to be known as a, what's it like to be a friend of God? And on the other side, what's it like to be a God lover? And I don't equate the word God with universe. God is the creator of the universe. Yeah. And so the universe, God uses the universe to come together, and he uses it as his footstool. It's his, the first Bible that people will ever see is the entire universe. So I'm the kind of person that when I want to learn something, I learn better by being shown. Show me how that is done. Person says, "We must love one another more." I'm going, "Show me. What must I do? What are the four things that I need to do?" And I think it goes back to my coaching training that we're constantly asking questions. So unpack that for me in a behavior so I can see it. So there's a story, and it's found in one of the New Testament books in the Bible. These two guys have had a very interesting experience. So the one that they've been admiring Yeshua, Jesus, died, was crucified, was buried, and then after 3 days he has a resurrection, and up to 500 people see him at one time, and he then gathers people as he ascends up to heaven, and he says, now you must go into your world and make disciples and tell them about me and change the world. No small task. And they go back and they decide, oh my goodness, let's go back home. We're going to go back home to Emmaus. Now, get the picture. They've just had this amazing instruction, but it sounds like, oh my word, what kind of instruction is this? It feels like hard work. So they're walking on the road to Emmaus, and a day's journey, when you read in the scripture, when a person has a day's journey, that's about 8 hours of walking. So it's not a short journey that they're walking. And they start deliberating. So they're companions, and they respect each other. They're not tolerating each other. They're respecting each other. They are agreeing to disagree because they're open-minded. So the one has an insight about this, and another has a different insight about that. The one's focusing on these issues. The other person's focusing on the other issues. And but there's honor in the story because they are living within their what is called their map of reality. So reality has happened. Jesus died, rose again, ascended into heaven. And now the reality is he's ascended into heaven and gone. Whoops, there's he's gone. You're not going to ever see him again pretty soon. And now their hope goes down the drain, because as long as they could have eyesight, and as long as they could sense his presence, and as long as they could, they had hope and they had faith, and a lot of people are like that. As long as I can see and feel and touch, I'll have faith.
Yeah.
And as long as I'm getting stuff out of this companionship and relationship, I'm fine. But when I'm not getting stuff out of it, then I want to get out. And that's a sad thing, because it means that you're not really invested. If you invested in a relationship for companionship, it means that you invested for the good and the not so good times. So when you buy shares, it's for the long term. So you must have a long term mindset. We're in this for a long term. We're not in this for a short time. Anyway, so they start talking. And their talk is around their worldview. And the one says, can you believe it? He's now up and gone and left us. And he had all the wise words. And he was the one who was doing all the miracles. And he was the one who was fixing. He was Mr. Fix-It. And he fixed everybody's problems. And he sorted everything out. And he had words of wisdom that came like pearls and honey out of his mouth. And sometimes sharp two-edged sword that would sort us out, and we need that in our lives, but now it's gone. So they were focusing on the stuff that was gone.
Yeah.
That's a sad part in a relationship, in a companionship, when you focus on what's not there.
So it's focusing on the past.
Yeah,
it's focusing on that we were talking about in the previous series.
No, so the timeline of the past is that's what we had. If only we could have that back.
Yeah.
I could remember my late mom and dad always going, oh, if only that could be back, and only this could happen, only that could happen. I took my son, his two sons, my grandsons, to a fire station close to us. And I'm not going to tell you how close it is to us, because some of you might know where Boksburg is. So my dad was a fire chief, but he was adamant. He was raised in the military, and everything had to be spotless. So the ambulance goes out, takes a patient to the hospital, comes back. That ambulance has to be washed, sanitized, cleansed. And I see ambulances nowadays, and it's like, no, 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 all they do is just refold the blanket and dust off a little bit here. It's not sanitized in any way. And oh, my word, I look at all of that and go, my dad will be turning around in his grave if he had to be the fire chief of this group. So I take them to the fire station, and oh my word, everything is dirty. It's like, but they're ready to go out, and The very next day, there was a fire right across the road from the fire station. When the fire engine rolled up there, there was no water in the fire engine because somebody had forgotten to fill the tank with water. And so a building burns down to the ground because a fireman didn't pay attention to, what can we say? Anyway, so they're talking about the past. They're talking about what they've lost. And we can talk forever about what we've lost. At some stage, we've got to be in our awareness and go, enough already, enough about this talking about the past. When I talk to leaders and ministers of churches, they're constantly telling me about the past, how it used to be, how teenagers used to be.
Yeah.
In our days, teenagers wouldn't think of doing this and wouldn't think of doing that. And now it's like they're living together and they are going through the whole story. I'm going, hey, wake up. We're living in a new generation. And the level of conscience and the level of truth is far different to what we understood it to be in our days. So there's been huge shifts in terms of reality and truth and all of that.
Yeah, that I can agree with. And also, now most things are digital. I mean, when you think about when the first cell phone got to exist, no one ever thought that you'd be able to send an email using your phone. Like, you do everything with your phone.
We bought a cell phone for my mother-in-law. She's six when she was 68. She's now 86. And I was given her number, so I was in the parking lot and came. They were having coffee at one of the shops in the mall.
Yeah.
So I phoned her, and I said, "Hello, Omar, how are you?" And she says, "How did you know I was here?" And I'm going, "The power of the cell phone. Where you are is where you are, Gurney." So, yeah. So they start talking about, and it's like, I wish I had, I should have, I could have, and we're using all those language terminologies and the type of linguistics of regret and loss, and wouldn't it be nice if, etc., etc. And then all of a sudden, this third person appears. And they are so busy in their lost state that they don't realize it is the personal resurrected Jesus. So he kind of went up halfway and then looked down and he saw these two dejected disciples walking back to Emmaus, and he decided, no, I'm going to pay them a visit. And he walks next to them, and very clearly in the story, he starts revealing himself from Moses in the old prophets to where he is now. And only when they get home, they invite him in for supper. And when he breaks the bread, their eyes are open. They're going, oh, my word, here's Jesus. He's right here by us. And he disappears. Poof, gone. Isn't it amazing that you can walk a journey with the presence of Jesus personally and still not recognize that it's him?
Yeah.
That you get so tied up in all your little paraphernalia, the little stuff that doesn't matter, the tiny things, the little worries. And we tend to allow our little worries to be those little foxes that mess everything up in our life. And we miss out on the amazing opportunity. Imagine had they realized it was him 5 hours back. What would have been different in the conversation? They would have been asking questions, and they would have been, can I touch you? Can I hug you? but all of that was past. It was gone. The opportunity came and gone.
Yeah, that's true.
So what is companionship? Companionship is being aware of the moment, being aware that in that moment we have the joy of each other's presence. And that we also have the joy because of who we are. So let me remind you who we are. We have not only been created by God, we've been created in his image and in his likeness. That means we've been created to be loved, to be valued, to be worthy, to be accepted, to be honored, to be forgiven, to be a recipient of grace. We are all of that. And we miss all of who we are because we're listening to other stories of what I wish I could have, what I wish I had, which I didn't have, and what's gone, what's lost, what's missing. My encouragement to you today is stop talking about that stuff and focus on the now, focus on the moment, and be aware. Take a deep breath and look around you. Be aware of the steering wheel if you're in the car. Be aware of the person sitting next to you in the taxi. Be aware of the person that's riding with you in the car. Being aware of the person that's next to you in bed. Being aware of the person that's in the kitchen with you right now making sandwiches or whatever it is that you're doing. You're preparing for work and you've just come out of the shower and you're drying your left ear. So take a moment and just be there in the moment and be thankful. Just be thankful for the now and be filled with gratitude for what is about to happen. There's this wonderful day that's about to happen and you are going to have the surprise of your life because you're going to experience nothing less than the very presence of the Creator God Himself in your life. And you can get so busy, you can get so flustered, you can get so tied down in that reality that you miss absolutely everything of what He's trying to tell you. And the only time that you'll see is when you have communion with Him at the end of the day and you say thank you for all the things and you remember the blessings and then suddenly your memory switches on and going, hey, you know what? When that person encouraged me at work, it felt like I heard the voice of the Master saying something to me. When I read that email that someone encouraged me, it felt like the encouragement from the Master. When I sat and drank tea with a friend and they started telling me about the issues of their life and I shared good news and good words and words of apples of gold and silver dripping with honey, that was my opportunity to allow the Master to work through me. And my day has got to be more than me, guys. My day has got to be more than us. My day is about others. My day is also about being in communion and in relationship with and being in connection with, at one with, in unity with none other than the Creator God Himself through Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage you as you're traveling, and I don't know where your hometown is. It could be anywhere. And whatever it is, be thankful and grateful for it. And as you're on your way back at the end of the day, I'd like you to remind yourself to be grateful. What are the four things that you can be grateful for? Before you even go home, think of those things. And whisper as you breathe in and out a deep, meaningful thank you, that your Master can hear it. It's like you're whispering it into His heart, into His ear. And turn your travel time into a time of communion, a time of connection, a time of togetherness, because that's what companionship is all about. It's about, I'm with you, and I'm going to walk the journey with you. And it's not going to be an easy road. It's a tough road. There could be thieves on the way and all sorts of stuff. Held up and everything can happen. Anything can happen. But let's live in the now and let's be thankful for that now. And so I want you to pause for a moment. What are you going to be thankful for today? What's your day going to look like? Think about it. How would you like your day to turn out? I'm going to be courageous. I'm going to be the light. I'm going to be the salt. I'm going to not be a Bible quoter and a person that thumps the Bible scripture down everybody's throat. Today I'm just going to be a voice that can be heard like a fountain of water so that they can sit and feel its refreshment and its necessity and its encouragement. I'm going to be the light.
Yeah.
Just by smiling.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a companion.
Oh my word. Thank you so much. Remember, if you want to send any queries, questions, and feedback, email inspired@drbillprize.com. Thank you so much. See you next time.
Ciao now.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.